We learned last week that Harvard University is suing Micron Technology over patent infringement. Micron is not commenting on the suit, but if it goes to court, the company will likely argue that the technology it uses is based on a patent it owns and not the one developed by Harvard. Adam Cotterell this morning reports on what that suit could mean for one of Idaho's largest employers.
So what if Micron loses? Jim Feldhahn says it could mean paying Harvard a little money or a lot. Feldhahn is president of Simico Research, a semiconductor industry consulting firm. He says the amount of the payout would depend on how important the judge thinks the technology is to what Micron makes. The technology in this particular lawsuit is used to create thin insulating layers in memory chips. Feldhahn says it is important to Micron, but that it's only one of more than 300 steps in the chip-making process.
Is it worth 1/300th of the value of the product? That would be what someone might argue. The other side of the coin is, well, without this technology, you couldn't make the product, so, you know, it should be worth 20% of the product.
But Feldhahn says companies in the semiconductor industry operate on very thin margins, so even a relatively small payout could be a big hit to Micron. That's one of the reasons, he says, cases like this tend to stay in court for many years as both sides wait for the other side to give up. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.